Welcome to the What I Learned in History Class podcast for the week of April 9th. I'm your host, Angel Thomas.
And I'm your co-host, Glorina Matthews.
This week, we will be discussing the Vietnam War. An article I read recently regarding the Vietnam War by the History Channel discussed the causes of the war, the Tonkin Gulf incident and resolution, war protests, Tet Offensive, and a lot more. The Vietnam War is definitely something we could talk about for a long time. However, to keep it short and simple, here is what this particular article discussed. The Vietnam War was a 21-year-old conflict, lasting from 1954 to 1975, that forced Communist North Vietnam against South Vietnam and the United States. The two principal political leaders are Ho Chi Minh and Emperor Bao Dai, who both desired a unified Vietnam but shared different ideologies conflicting with their wishes. The war did not end until U.S. forces were withdrawn from Vietnam in 1973. The Viet Cong, or Vietnamese communists, were brutally tortured and executed at the order of Ngo Dinh Diem, who claimed control of the South. And let's focus on him for a second. Ngo Dinh Diem led a repressive dictatorial government, which was protested by many. Protests also stemmed from persecution of Buddhists and the lack of political freedom of Vietnam citizens. A couple years into the war, Diem and his opponents began engaging in firefights, along with the South Vietnamese army. During this time period, John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, leading Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson to be successor. Johnson was advised by the Secretary of State, Robert S. McNamara, to increase U.S. military aid and economic support in Vietnam due to the increasing political instability. However, on August 2, 1964, which is actually my birthday, two U.S. destroyers situated in the Gulf of Tonkin reported that they were fired upon by North Vietnamese forces. In response to this, Johnson ordered the retaliatory bombing of military targets in North Vietnam, which led to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. This ultimately increased U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and U.S. planes began regular bombing raids the following year, also known as Operation Rolling Thunder. Lastly, moving on to Tet Offensive, it was a series of attacks on over 100 cities and towns in South Vietnam, led by General Vo Nguyen Giap of the North. The U.S., shocked, temporarily brought the bombings in North America to a stop so that Johnson's presidency more reflected peace rather than violent ideologies. That was his tactic to get reelected. This action eventually led to the start of peace talks between the U.S. and North Vietnam in May. Johnson eventually backed out of the election, and Richard M. Nixon was elected the 37th President of the United States after a violent competition with Democratic candidate Hubert Humphrey. The Vietnam War eventually ended in 1975 with a devastating death toll of 2 million Vietnamese citizens. Several other millions were either wounded or had to become refugees. In 1976, Vietnam became unified as the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, although violence resumed over the years.